بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. We have Sheikh Ahmad Danish from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.
All right, Sheikh Ahmad Danish. Today's question in the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs asks, is defending the rights of the people of Palestine and the Palestinians who are under the attack of the Israel now, is it a matter of belief system of the Muslims? Or no, it is a political issue?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much. So the Palestinian issue can be looked at from various angles. One of them is the religious aspect of it. One of them is the political aspect. One of them is the humanitarian aspect and the cultural aspect of the issue. But what we can say is that it is all combined, right? And therefore, we see that in the words of Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayh, you see that this is one of the most important issues of the Muslim community.
That's right.
Because it should unite the Muslim community against a common enemy,
mm-hmm.
who is not only violating human rights, not only violating religious rights, not only violating social political rights, but this is an issue that should unite the Muslim community together.
Right.
And so we see that in the Holy Quran itself, in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 75, we have this verse which says that وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَزْأَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانَ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرِيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا.
Mm-hmm.
That it admonishes the believers that what has happened to you? وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Why do you not do jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the state in which you should do the jihad? Wal mustazafina min ar-rijali wan nisa.
Yes.
There are mustazafin. There are people who are weak in this world,
yes,
in this earth, who are saying, there are men, there are women, uh-huh, there are children who are saying that, Allahumma akhrijna min hazihi al-qariya.
Yes.
Oh God, please relieve us of this village or the city. Al-dhalimi ahluha. Whose controllers, whose rulers are oppressive rulers.
That's right.
Al-dhalimi ahluha. Wajal lana min ladunka waliyan. And give us a wali from your beneficence.
That's right.
Allah Almighty is saying that it is right for Muslims, or it is incumbent upon Muslims to do jihad for the mustazafin, those who are weak in this world. We have to be their supporters. Again, a beautiful hadith that kunu lil madlumi auna wal dhalimi khasman.
Yes.
So this is a concept that the believers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have from their religion, from their Quran, from their hadith, that the dhalim, the oppressor, has to be fought against, and the oppressed are the people who need to be supported. It doesn't matter whether these are Sunnis, there are Muslims. If they are weak in this world, and even if they are Muslims, we have to support those who are oppressed against the oppressors. And this is a religious concept and religious obligation.
That's right. So can we say that since Masjid al-Aqsa was the first Qibla, mm, or the prayer direction of the Muslims, now the Muslims are more concerned with the issue of Palestine, mm, since they consider Masjid al-Aqsa and that region as a part of their, mm, belief system or theological system, Sheikh?
Of course. Again, a very good point that you mentioned, that in Surah Al-Isra, verse number 1, Allazi asra abdahu minal masjid al from Makkah to il al masjid al Aqsa. Allazi barakna hawlahu. The thing that I wanted to point out was that Masjid al-Aqsa has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, mm-hmm. and it's Jerusalem, yes. Bayt al-Muqaddas. It is mentioned as a masjid or a mosque that has been showered with God's mercy and benevolence. Allazi barakna hawlahu. The God's baraka is around that city. So Masjid al-Aqsa, from the Muslim point of view, is in a place which has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And so this is a holy land for the Muslims as well. Apart from the Christians and the Jews, this is a holy land for the Muslims. And this was the first Qibla of the Muslims before the Khane Kaaba, before Makkah.
That's right.
Right? And so this has historical significance, this has religious significance, and the Quran, the Holy Quran, mentions that this is a holy place for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes a religious obligation, even much more important than helping the oppressed ones. For example, if somebody is oppressed in Venezuela,
yes.
if somebody is oppressed in Korea, Southeast Asia, for example,
yes.
or in South Asia, it is incumbent upon
us. In Pakistan, in India.
Yes, yes. In India, in yes. Kashmir, for example, it is incumbent upon us okay. to help them. But it becomes much more important when we see that our religious brothers are fighting for the sake of one of the greatest religious places.
Sheikh, some people might say that if there was no foreign involvement or engagement of some countries in the affairs of the Palestine and the Israel, the problem would be solved very much sooner.
Yes.
I mean, if there was no, for instance, involvement of the Muslim lands or Islamic rulers in the affairs of the other countries, the problem would be solved much sooner. Do you agree?
We have seen that in this world that we live in, there's a law of the jungle that is practiced in international relations, right? Nobody is giving you your right just because you have the right to a certain land, for example. Either you are willing to give your lives for it, or you fight for it. Otherwise, nobody gives your right to you. In international relations, it is such that whichever country or whichever nation wants to get their rights, they have to fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we haven't seen any issue in which the United Nations, for example, has sided with the oppressed against the oppressors.
Okay.
And when you look at the oppressors that are involved here, you see the Zionists are a very powerful oppressor today. They control the American Congress. They control the American government. They control the funding to the presidential candidates of America, right? And so these are oppressors who control the financial strings to the different rulers of the world. And if you want to see the power of Zionists, you just go and see the laws that are made in these European and Western countries.
That's
if
right.
you criticize Israel, you can be detained for being anti-Semitic.
Yeah, you are boycotted.
You are not free to even protest in your universities.
Mm-hmm.
The funding is being stopped for one of the most prestigious institutions in America, the Ivy League universities.
Yes.
And so we see that these are powerful people. And when these genocidal people go to, for example, a country like America, you have standing ovations of approximately 50 standing ovations for them. And so you see that this is a genocidal entity. It is bent upon attaining its goals. It does not care about human rights. It does not care about Muslim rights. Only it wants to achieve its goals. And the only problem that it faces is the resistance from the people of that holy land, who are not willing to give up that land. And that is why it is having problems. Otherwise, it could have resolved this issue and sent the Palestinians out of those holy lands some 75 years back.
What is the place of ethics now? I mean, because in the Western world, I mean, beside politics and the religious beliefs, we have the concept of akhlaq or ethics and morality. Ethically speaking, how much do you think that the people in other parts of the world, I mean, regardless of their religion, and language, they can help the Palestinians.
Of course, the people all over the world now realize that even those who had maybe doubts before October 7th, because they had not seen the true face of the oppressors, now constantly we are being beamed with these images of dying children, dying fathers, dying mothers, and the destruction that is being raised on such a small space and such a small city that we can see destruction of hospitals,
mm-hmm.
we can see destruction of educational institutions, we can see the destruction of all means of life. Even people who are providing help, even the journalists covering those atrocities are being killed without any remorse by the oppressor.
That's right.
And so all over the world, people now realize the true face of the oppressor and the supporters of these oppressors. And now they see that all talk of human rights, uh-huh. all talk of international institutions,
all, right.
all talk of European institutions, all talk of Western institutions is only just a name, and they do not stop at anything in order to reach their goals. It is just pure power politics, right?
Yes.
And if you are powerful, you have what you want to achieve. If you are defenseless and powerless, the world is going to oppress you. But what these people can contribute is through their protests, through their strikes, through their boycott of different goods that
That's
are
right.
made by the Israeli entity. They can show their displeasure with these entities.
Mm-hmm.
But the main fight has to be with the Palestinian people.
And we think that it is only a hard war, something like that. But recently we could see the sister by the name of, that's right, Ibtihal Abu Saad.
Mm-hmm.
Who shout out and called out on the Microsoft, we can say 50th anniversary, that shame on you, Mustafa. Mustafa is the CEO of the DeepMind and the Microsoft, we can say AI, that's right, technology over there. So, and see that how much, for example, a Microsoft or the AI tools can help the Israelis to kill the people.
Yes.
Amazing. That the blood of the children of the Gazans on your hands, Mustafa. And the name was Mustafa, of course, a Muslim one.
Mustafa.
Yeah. But a Muslim calling out another Muslim. And this sister was fired, we can say, from Microsoft. And we know that they are paid well. So some people like this sister, you know, are ready to sacrifice their status, I mean, in terms of the wealth and the job, we can say, in order to help the people
of
over there. And also enlightenment is over there, awakening the other people that, look, Google,
Microsoft.
Through its algorithm, you know, and also Microsoft through its AI tools can help Israelis to kill the children of Palestine.
Yes, it is a complete exposure of all of these tools. For example, Instagram, WhatsApp, Google, Microsoft, all of these are exposed as supporting oppression and genocide in Palestine. When it comes to Israel, all of these will stay silent for the interests of this genocidal regime. So one more point that we can add here is that what we see here is that it is a humanitarian issue, a religious issue for the Muslims, but it is also a political issue for the Muslims. It is a political issue in the sense that it can unite the Muslims all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it will unite the different factions of the Muslims. For example, it is an issue that should unite the Sunnis and the Shias.
Yes.
It is an issue on which all of us, whether you are from Arabia, whether you are from Qatar, whether you are from Kuwait, whether you are from Pakistan, whether you are from Malaysia, Indonesia, whether you are in America, whether you are in Europe, if you are a Muslim, you should be united behind this issue.
Mm-hmm.
But what we see is that some of the Muslims are raising doubts about Hamas.
Uh-huh.
Or, for example, saying that these are people who are close to, for example, Iran.
Yes.
Or, for example, regarding Hezbollah, they're saying that these people were involved in Syria without realizing that the sacrifice that Hezbollah has made for the cause of Hamas, for the cause of Palestine, it has given the lives of its best men for the sake of Palestine.
That's right.
If Hezbollah was there for the power and the political angle only, why would it involve itself in a war in Palestine and Gaza? So what we don't realize is that huge sacrifices are being made, and Muslims all over the world need to unite behind this cause of Palestine.
Thank you much, Sheikh Ahmad Danish, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن